Albany County School District was on its way to becoming the first in Wyoming to pass a policy protecting transgender students. Now, amid national debate, school officials are dragging their feet. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, one transgender high schooler who helped draft that policy is now running for a seat on the school board to try to salvage it.
At a recent school board meeting in Laramie, high school senior Rihanna Kelver showed up with a call to action.
I am asking that the board take initiative now to protect these students. As soon as we lose a student by the 50% rate suicide that transgender youth face, the blood will be on our hands.
18-year-old Calver is one of a few transgender kids in Laramie. She's been working with a board on a policy for months, and she's been a living, breathing rebuttal to those who've dismissed that policy as a solution in search of a problem.
A couple of people opened with, who is this policy even helping? So it was kind of nice to be able to stand up and say, hey, I'm right here.
Back in January, the school board came up with two drafts of their plan. They both do things like require teachers to use students' preferred names and pronouns, but there's one major difference. One lets transgender students use the bathrooms that match their gender identity. The other makes them use bathrooms that match their biological sex. But after a legal dust-up in North Carolina, the school board decided it wasn't the right time to move forward with either.
They were worried about litigation on either side.
Kelver's petitioning the board to pass the one that would guarantee she could use the girls' restroom and says it can't wait. That's why she's decided to run for a seat on the board herself. For 2 years, Kelver was relegated to a single-stall bathroom in her school's special ed wing.
Most of my classes were actually on the other wing, and so it was constantly having to travel there, you know, wasting the class time I needed. And eventually I just kind of stopped using it more and more, which brought up some serious health issues.
Like repeated bladder infections. Last month, after some negotiations, she started using girls' bathrooms. Every Tuesday, Kelver eats lunch with her high school's Sally Club. That stands for Safe Area for Laramie LGBT Youth. She's club president and says safety is a concern in this community.
I do wish I could just go out to like a concert or a party and not worry about my outward image and whether or not the person next to me, you know, is going to just outright beat me to death because I look too masculine.
Many club members support Kelver's school board candidacy, like sophomore Annika Pelkey.
I'm so proud of her. Like, she's already been so active in it, and she's just, like, the most hardworking person I know, basically, and I think that she would be amazing for it.
The club's faculty sponsor, William Plum, says he's really seen the need for a policy at Laramie High School.
We've had students who chose not to transition because there was nothing in place or they felt that there was no support.
Last week, the federal government issued guidance to schools outlining civil rights protections for transgender students. State leaders condemned the directives as overreach. Superintendent Jillian Baylow says her chief responsibility is making sure all Wyoming children can learn safely.
Quite frankly, federal guidance doesn't necessarily help that. Those decisions rest best with our local schools.
But Albany County 1 Superintendent Jubal Yenny says the guidance is helpful. To him, it means that Laramie no longer needs either of the proposed policies they've been talking about.
We don't need anything going forward. We needed the guidance. We now have the guidance. So if we'd had this guidance a year ago, the policy conversation wouldn't have come up.
Yenny says a district policy would be overkill because the feds have made clear that gender identity should be protected under existing non-discrimination laws known as Title IX.
Which says, you know, that we cannot discriminate because of race, creed, age, religion, sex, national origin. Okay, we have no policies on any of those, yet we know how to deal with those.
Yenny says until a court weighs in differently, he'll address the needs of transgender students on a case-by-case basis using that federal guidance. But transgender high schooler Rihanna Kelver says that's not good enough.
It would be a case-by-case for everything. You have to file a Title IX complaint, you have to have a hearing, and all of that. We could enact a policy that solves it then and there. This is against school policy, and this has to stop.
Kelver says a local policy about restrooms and pronouns could signal to the whole community that transgender students deserve respect. She hopes to continue that conversation from a seat on the school board. The election is in November. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are a part of American Graduate. Let's make it happen. a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.